Aye, let's get.
We're doing it.
Let's get.
Did you say let's get rattling?
Yeah.
I like that as an intro.
Yeah.
Let's get rattling.
Who let the dogs out?
That's what you say. That's what you say to a girl when you bring her back. Let's get rattling.
That's what some farmer says. He's met her at Balmoral show. Right, daughter. Let's get rattling.
Speaking of rattling, man, your bed broke.
Oh,
you rattled it. You rattled it too hard.
And it wasn't even for any fun excuses, if you know what I'm saying.
There was if
you know what I'm saying. There wasn't any riding done that broke the bed. It was just me being horizontal. And I moved. I had my phone. Literally, this is how it happened. I had my phone charging into the wall behind. And I was just sitting there on my phone. And I literally, like, you know when you move in your bed, like, 1 inch, like, that there?
Aye.
Done that there, and the fucking clean snap of wood.
Man,
I'm in the other room. He just goes, man! You're
right. I was terrified. I was like, I heard this massive, because it wasn't, everyone at home's probably thinking the slats broke.
No,
the full side of the bed broke in half. Like
a
10-inch bit of wood.
It made a perfect V. Viva Vittorio, who's our president today. Shout out to him.
Shout out V. Yeah, absolutely. but it just clean broke, and I was like terrified. I was like, he's dead, or I thought you'd fallen off the bed, actually.
No, I was in a state of shock, do you know what I mean? I'd say maybe when you break your bed, it's maybe like 5 tiers below a car crash. Where you are like
five
sorta,
tiers is it, that's
I give it 5 tiers, do you know what I mean? Like,
what are the tiers?
Car crash probably up there being one of the top
tiers. Falling off that, a building fall is off probably
a
top.
A boat.
Wait.
Falling off a boat would be like state of shock, but you might not need as much like therapy after.
Unless
you
knew you were falling off the boat.
What? That's not falling.
That's jumping.
That's meditated jumping off the boat.
Fair enough. Falling off a boat would be really bad if you didn't know. But breaking a bed.
And then a tier below that is like you're at a party where there's a pool and someone shoves you into the pool.
Yeah.
You know?
I get that.
And then the bed snap.
The bed?
That's where we're at.
Man. It was such a loud snap. I was like, I hope he's okay. I was first and foremost worried about your well-being. Then I was like, where's he going to sleep?
There was a funny moment where I kind of wish I had stayed in the position where like I was just in like a perfect V.
Yeah. That would have been quite cool.
And I was just sitting there accepting what had happened. I'm like, oh, fuck, this bed's broke and I'm going to have to probably pay for this. And I do. £200. There you go.
Yeah.
New
well,
bed
£200. But you're currently sleeping in the lounge.
Yeah. I'm currently shacked up in the kitchen, just on the mattress,
which is also our living room.
Yeah,
it's our one room, like that we have to sit and enjoy.
And I'll be
ourselves.
Honest, it's terrible because I, like, as someone who's sleeping in there, I have no right to dictate anything because I shouldn't be in there. But does it still annoy me whenever maybe you or Mark's get up in the morning for work?
Yeah,
and I hear just bowls rattling flat out. And I'm like, make more noise.
Yeah. I do try and be quiet. We both try and be quiet, but like if you did say to me, Tim, I'm trying to sleep here, I'd be like, man, you're in the kitchen.
Man, I don't want to.
You're literally where I prepare food.
I don't want to limit you, like.
Yeah.
But I don't think you have a future as an assassin.
Nah, I'm too loud.
I don't think it's in your.
Too loud.
Like, I can't skateboard, as you told me many times before, or paddleboard. You, assassin.
Or hoverboard. That was another one on it.
I have no interest in hoverboarding.
Yeah.
I might take a notion for skateboarding, you know, once I pay off this bed and have a little bit of disposable income.
For the board. You could go to New York and just be shredding the gnarl. What's it called?
Shredding the gnarl.
He's right.
Is that what it's called? Right. Is it gnarl? Like with a G?
There's something about you saying it makes me so soft.
I didn't even know. I just played Tony Hawk a bit when I was younger.
I shredded the gnarl in my bed for him.
Oh, you did. Really? Man, you shredded so much it snapped in half. You'd done the half pipe in. But man, no, that was, it was a traumatic experience for you. But you're still sleeping in the kitchen.
Yeah, you know.
Like, you shouldn't still be sleeping there. You should have a new bed by now, but.
Yeah, I'm pretty much, it's ironic that this has happened in the last month.
Yeah, you're buying a new bed for someone else.
In the last month, I am, you know, it is almost rock bottom. Like, it's a couple of tiers off rock bottom, you know what I mean? Like,
everything in our life is tiers.
I'm sleeping in the kitchen. My bank today, you ever get this text from Danske where they charge you for being too skint?
Maybe
you ever had that?
Do you mean you're in your overdraft?
Yeah, and they're like, that's here, if you don't put a fiver in, we're charging you 20.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, what the fuck is that about?
yeah.
That is the most evil shit I've ever heard of.
That's not you don't have any money.
No, no.
You have their
but
money.
But that's the thing. They're like, oh, here, you've no money. We're going to charge you unless you get some.
Yeah, I know.
I don't get paid on Friday.
I know, but that is, sure, that's the way credit cards work and everything. It's like they take money off the people that already have no money. It's like, let's put you into more debt while you're already in debt.
Yeah.
That's why,
but
you know.
But you don't have no money. You have their money.
Yeah.
No, no, no. I have beyond their money because I'm at the limit of my overdraft. So yeah. I'm like...
You have their money and then you're essentially like, can I borrow a fiver off Danske Bank? Just to... So, like,
I have
more?
No money. They've given me $3,000 and then I've went, give us $2,000.
You're dipping into their six-month rainy day fund.
Yeah.
Like, you're like, can I have a bit of your reserves? Just because I've already took too much of your money. Yeah, I get you.
But I'm paying it off this year. You know,
you
if anyone from Danske listen to this, you
have until you're 28. You have until, are you 28?
I'm 28 in September.
Aye, so it's interest free until you're 28.
Yeah.
With Danske Bank. So yeah.
That's a crafty
man,
bastard.
I remember
thing
thinking,
I going to,
when I signed up for Danske Bank when I was like 8, and then I went to uni, I was like, I've got to 28 to pay this off.
Yeah.
It's ages away. Man, I blinked and I'm literally 27.
Because at the time, you know, I was a fresh faced 22-year-old pup, and boy said to me, he goes, here, I can put $3,000 in your hand right now. And I went, fucking do it, lad.
Aye,
he did it. And now here I am at 28, being like, I'm still paying off that fucking $3,000 I took out for a trip to Ibiza.
I done it in increments. I was like, I'll take 500 because I was trying to be smart. I was like, I'll take 500. Mm. Then I just kept adding 500.
Yeah.
I luckily have it paid off now, but it was intense like for a while.
I just did one increment of $3,000.
I see. I don't even think they were letting me have that. They must have trusted you more than me.
Oh, I kind of, well, I bent the truth a wee bit.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
You said I'm good for this?
I said the paramilitaries are involved.
I'm good for this. I'll sort you out. No, 8 years later, they're still looking for you. They're giving you an overdraft on an overdraft.
That's the thing. And I have to pay it off this year. So, you know, but that's the thing. Like,
no, you don't have to pay it off. You'll just be charged even more. That's where crippling debt comes
in. I'm with New York. See yous.
If you move postcode, I don't think it counts. Don't think you have to pay it back.
Well, saying, you don't have to. You have to pay off the overdraft before you fuck off. Absolutely.
Oh yeah, for sure.
But
don't forget
student loans.
Yeah, don't forget student loans.
Oh no.
But here, what are they gonna do?
Man, I started paying student loans, and I was like, I didn't think this was gonna be a thing. I thought it was just free money. Yeah. You don't really think about it. And going to uni in England ain't cheap.
If you're in my world, it's still not. That's all I'm saying. They're not touching me.
It's fair. You just get
You have to earn a certain amount a month before they come after you.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
If you're in a different country altogether, well, good luck.
Man, speaking of different country altogether, thank you for the segue there. Bali are now introducing this thing where they're letting like freelancers come and live there tax-free if they don't have their business in Bali, which I find a bit weird.
That's why you're not going to go to Bali.
So you have to have your business outside of Bali, but they'll let you live there tax-free. It's trying to get tourism into the country, see?
Is this Bali Castle?
No, Ballygolly. Just off the roundabout. But no, and I'm like, man.
They could do with some, you know, tourism.
Yeah, man, I'm ready to go. Hey?
It used to be a thing in Ireland. Artists didn't pay tax.
Fuck, I wish I was still kicking about.
That'd be the best thing ever.
What kind of period are we talking here where the artists didn't have to pay tax? Are we talking like Seamus Heaney? Are we talking Past Life?
Aye, that's two different artists.
Closer, although they did overlap.
Or Rudyard Kipling. He was
one of the boys in Westlife working a crap van for a bit. He did.
Hey.
One of them, I don't know.
That was his origin story.
One of them. No, this was post Westlife. This was.
Are you sure he wasn't just dropping in?
He was there with fluffy pancakes going, "You raise me."
Man, speaking of fluffy pancakes, sorry to open another segue. They're not that good. Remember we had them?
Crepes are better.
The fluffy pancakes,
yeah,
remember from London?
Better.
Remember the stuff that was just like foam?
Yeah, no, it wasn't, yeah.
McCann doesn't like Biscoff. He's, man, I can't eat Biscoff sauce. Like Biscoff sauce is
it
so
tastes
good.
Like a pension. It's just not right. It literally, like, it just tastes of, like, elderly. Do you know?
No. See, no, you're wrong.
It's not okay, right.
No, you're
someone
eating the
in 20s shouldn't be enjoying that sensation.
The biscuits I get because you've been brainwashed. Because they've been given to you free beside a cup of coffee for all your life. So you think, this is the dregs. But what you don't know, man, the sauce is delicious.
It just shows
it's
me.
It's absolutely delicious.
It shows me that anything can be marketed to the point where it's like very popular. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if someone turned around and made Shandy Bass a really popular drink.
I used to drink that when I was younger.
Of course you did.
Thought, man, do you not drink it
you
too?
Thought you were
think
eating?
You were hard. Do you not think you were hard?
No.
We're drinking a blue tin of Shandy Bass.
I've actually never had Shandy Bass.
Have you not? I thought it was alcohol. And I was like, I used to go into Moe's, which is a local newsagent in Fintna. And I used to go in and be like, take that there. But I used to be scared to buy it in case you'd say no.
I would have just been.
Turns out it's not alcoholic, obviously, because she was serving it to a 7-year-old.
I think this tax thing is still a thing in Ireland.
No way.
Nah, Seamus.
No, it can't have been. The tech companies have fucked it. The tech companies have, if anything, driven the creative class out.
So Bali and Ireland are the spots then? No, because Ireland's wild expensive.
But this is citizens' information, and this is right now on their website. Income earned by writers, composers, visual artists, and sculptors from the sale of their works is exempt from tax in Ireland in certain circumstances.
See, does comedian fall into that bracket? Because you ain't selling goods. Well, you're selling
writers. We're writers.
Yeah. Oh, you're writers?
Yeah.
Fair enough. That's a good point. It's a good point. But you're living in Dublin. Doesn't matter if you pay tax or not. It's a dear hole.
Still fucked.
Your price probably as expensive as living in Fintna with tax.
Yeah.
Probably is.
I know Dublin is crazy. And Dublin too is like...
Dublin's more expensive than London.
Dublin is a kind of place where you're like, this shouldn't be this expensive.
It's not worth it.
It's definitely not worth it.
It doesn't have the amount of stuff that London has. Yeah. Like, to justify it being expensive.
It's a bit of a kip.
I've been twice and I had a good donut. Yep. That's about it. That's about all I've had. And we went to do the bingo logo thing. That was the last time I was there, I think.
Yeah.
The Boozhum's not as good.
The Boozhum isn't as good.
They have a Boozhum down
south. Yeah, a couple of Boozhums down south.
Damn.
They're expanding, but it's not as good.
Tim's life just changed.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
Not, man, it's just
Boozhum, do you know Boozhum is a 7-figure company or an 8-figure company? I can't remember.
I will believe
it's a really, really... Because I seen a talk by the owner one time.
I interviewed the owner of my dissertation.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Nice.
Flex.
Ah,
tried to get the chicken shop connoisseur too, but he didn't reply to me. Yes.
he's probably a bit handier to get now. He's kind of falling off a bit. He only puts out like a video a week, and he does like other things than chicken shops now as well.
Well, man, you know, you gotta.
To be fair, he's rinsed all the chicken. Yeah, he's rinsed all the chicken shops in London, so I guess he has to move on.
I don't think he did every chicken shop in London.
No, no way.
That's fair. There's like 7 on the one street near us.
Yeah,
the chicken shop
that
mine.
One, Stepney Green.
Yeah,
it's lethal.
Aye,
the boys in KHF. Know what's up when I walk in
there. What does KHF stand for?
KHF.
Kentucky Hello Fries.
Kentucky Halal. Fuck.
What does it mean? What does it mean? KHF? I've actually never questioned that. Because PFC, you know the crack. Like.
FFC is fast food corner.
Yeah, KFC.
NFT chicken.
But
NFT.
NFT chicken.
KHF doesn't even have chicken in it.
Can I just get a JPEG of a chicken box?
Oh my day.
So stupid.
That's actually a reality now. They were chatting about you can get Deliveroo in the metaverse.
Oh, fuck off.
So you're like, yeah, apparently I've seen that. But I don't get this whole metaverse thing, because if I'm ordering Deliveroo, like, I'm hungry. I don't want a picture of a McDonald's. I don't want a JPEG of a Big Mac.
No,
that doesn't really make sense.
Stick to the
good old chicken shop.
I don't know. I think anyone that gets really tapped into the metaverse probably isn't having a great reality.
You know, you could be right.
A little bit of an escape for them.
Red pilling themselves. Is that right?
Don't know if that's right.
Which one? With the red and the blue pill from Limitless?
No, that's the Matrix.
Oh, I've never seen
Limitless. Was just one pill.
Oh, was it?
And he took it. And it was basically like Adderall, but really extreme version.
He was lit. He was lit.
Yeah, Bradley Cooper was lit in Limitless.
Yeah, he was.
Limitless.
Fair enough.
Limitless.
Here, I'm actually still mulling over in my mind what KHF means.
I'm cold sweating.
Let's find out. KHF, Stepney Green.
KHF, Stepney Green. No, but to be fair, Ian McCann, fair play for turning up, because you are pretty ill.
I'm pretty ill.
You're a pretty sick guy. Give me some skin. But you're also pretty ill.
Not that kind of sick.
Like, no, you're pretty ill.
I'm done.
You were ill for a while there too.
Oh, last Monday I was convinced. I was like, after 2 years, I finally got COVID. And no.
Still
can't be touched.
And like when COVID first came around, you were ill as well.
Yeah.
So you just running cycles. But no, like we've been off the podcast for a while because you were home. I was home.
Yeah.
You supported Shane Gillis. Man, a load happened in that gap. I think the last podcast we done was with Katie.
Yeah, that was the week before open for Shane as well.
Yeah. And then you were sick in the middle of it all.
Yeah.
And then it was just hard to get one. And then this place nearly overheated or melted.
Opening for Shane was unreal. That was like, now that that's kind of a little bit of time has passed, I can be like, that was one of the coolest things ever happened in my
life. That's bucket list business thing.
Oh yeah, for sure. It was unbelievable. And he was the...
I was about to ask, was he everything you... Because you know they say, don't meet your heroes.
Nah, I think those people just have terrible heroes.
Fair enough.
He was sound as fuck. He was really nice. And he even, like, you know, kind of argued a little bit with the venue staff about having me on.
That's right.
You know, so
you nearly didn't get on a few times.
No. No, there was a few times on multiple shows where they were like, yeah, no, we're not going to have you on, unfortunately. Yep. And then he was like,
why not? They were just like, there isn't time.
So they'd already, like, so he had a different company bring him over to Dublin than brought him over to London. And both of them had sort of someone from their own roster opening for him already.
Oh, fuck off, yeah.
But obviously, unofficially, he'd kind of just...
Yeah, he just went come and do 10.
You know, but he was that laid back about it. I was like, there's going to be a problem here. I was like, it can't go this smoothly.
Yeah.
And sure enough, both times they had someone else opening. And I was just like, oh, that's okay. Like, I'm just kind of happy enough to be here. And then both times he's like, are you on? And I'm like, no, they're saying there's not enough time. And then he would go to the back and like speak to the person and be like, Aaron's doing 10. Yeah. And that was nice. It. Yeah. So I the best gig by far was Leicester Square Theatre. That was fucking
what a room.
Unbelievable. It was.
Is that your first time doing that room?
First time last week,
and holy fuck, it's class.
It's unbelievable.
It was incredible. That's the show I went to see. Me and Mark went to see.
It was wild, and I got to bring him on stage.
Man, I'm so sorry again. I think about this all the time, but you really put a lot of effort into bringing him on stage.
I went knowing that Bruce Buffer.
Knowing that you asked me to film it, but I got the flash from a guy. I was filming it, and he was like, he was going to kick me out.
Yeah, put your phone down.
So he made me put my phone down. But he was so far away. If I was on the end of the aisle, I'd have said, look, he's my mate. Like, he wants me to do this.
Yeah.
Which he probably wouldn't have believed. But I still would have tried. I got pictures of Elliot, though. So I got pictures of Elliot.
That's
support.
Nice.
Yeah, so I sent him some pictures. But, man, yeah, you brought him out, and I could see how buzzing you were. No, it's nice to see.
Like, it was great crack. And then Shepherd's Bush, I was on first. So last square I was on second. Shepherd's Bush was on first. And Shepherd's Bush, like, at that stage, loads of people were still taking their seat, but it was still a great time.
Mm.
It was great. And then I got him a bottle of Buckfast.
Nice.
And a couple of Bud Lights as
all
well.
Around. Love it.
And the man loves a drunk tweet. He turned to me all menacing and was like, sometimes I get drunk and I just tweet. And I'm like, that's pretty cool, man.
And did he drunk tweet? Like,
so he retweeted my tweet where I was like, got open for Shane Gillis, yada, yada, yada. And I blast him with his first type of Buckfast. He retweeted it, quote retweeted it, and said, up the rah.
Yeah.
And then the next day, deleted it. And I was like, oh shit, I hope he doesn't, do bad.
Imagine if he got cancelled.
Well, one of my favorite...
Again?
One of my favorite things about Shane Gillis is that he's one of the only people that said up the rah on Joe Rogan's podcast.
Yeah, that's incredible.
By the way, KHF, kebabs, halal chicken, fresh burgers.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
What?
First of all, I was.
They have a sentence and then they just picked three random letters out of it.
KHCFB would be.
That's too long. It's too long.
So it's kebabs, halal chicken, fresh burgers.
Ah, right. Okay. So the halal chicken, fresh burgers. Makes sense.
I love halal chicken.
I'm doubting the freshness, to be honest. Like, I've been in that place at 11 o'clock at night. I don't know if fresh is the word I would describe it as. But I like Strolley Grill, the one near us, too. Very, very good.
Oh, it's
shop.
Very good.
And when the chicken shop gives you a plate, it somehow feels a little bit more upper class.
I don't trust that. I don't want a plate.
Are you like a box?
Yeah, I'm a box.
I get that as well. I understand.
Dirty box. Speaking of dirty box, have you been watching Love Island?
Oh, man. That was good. Well, I live with you, so.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry, have you been watching this?
I watched like the first episode and they spoofed that the audience had voted on who to couple up in the first instance.
Yes.
I hated that. And also, what the fuck audience did they get? Like apartheid South Africa?
Yeah. Why did I not hear about this? Why did I not hear about this?
They put all the whites together and all the black people together.
Yeah.
And it was so fucking funny.
I seen that.
This is evil.
Nobody referenced it, but it was like,
it
looked awkward.
Yeah. I was like, you know, it's weird seeing it because it was so blatant. And I was like, maybe it's just by chance. But yeah, the audience, I would love to see the audience sample size that they got, like literally 20 people around the back.
I was talking to an audience member at a show recently about, I was trying to do a bit about Love Island. About like they're all obsessed with like disabled representation in it as well, and I thought it would be a really funny idea if they got so into representation on Love Island that like when the one disabled guy gets voted off, they turn to another guy and be like, "Look, Hugo got voted off, so you're going to have to jump head first into the shallow end of the pit.
Oh, goodness. Oh, goodness. Oh, my.
But I was talking about this.
Did that get a laugh? Or
no, is that bit, got something. I got but the, a guy, a black guy in the crowd was like, I was like, do you like it? And he was like,
do you like that?
I was like, do you watch Love Island? He was like, I like watching it. And he was like, what do you think about the representation stuff on it? And he was like, I don't want to see black people on there.
I was literally about to say it. What group is going, I don't feel like I'm being represented on Love Island?
Do you know what I think about that with stand-up comedy? When people go, oh, we need to see more of these stand-up comedians. I was like, you want to see more of your group of people be mentally ill?
Yeah. Because Love Island is brutal. Like, it's brutal. They all come out with some kind of issue, or like they get hounded.
I think they go in with an issue.
Well, fair enough.
I think they're really dogging the Italian fella.
Aye, Davide.
Like,
fuck him.
Because, so here's my conspiracy theory, right?
What the fuck was that? Oh, that's the noise we do for the conspiracy theory on the podcast.
Yeah, so I'll do a sound effect.
Yeah, that was. Yeah. But you have a cough, you see.
That's like daycare conspiracy. Gather around, kids. Let me tell you how the Twin Towers really fell.
It's a conspiracy, but not that serious. Oh, the Twin Tower, that is pretty serious.
I watched a documentary the other day about Bin Laden.
Oh.
Bad pup. Anyway. So.
No, but, right, no, not Bin Laden, OBL.
I meant to say OBL. What's that stand for? Aubergine?
Aubergine's an A, is it not? No, maybe it's not.
No, it
Aubergine?
Is. Aubergine?
Is it an A? Aye.
I was trying to make a kebabs, halal chicken, fresh burgers.
Aye, OBL.
Couldn't think of anything.
Bin Laden was taxing George Bush and Aubergine emoji in a tire emoji.
Oh my
God. Right, so wait, word for word, this black guy in the audience goes, I just want to watch you guys have fun.
He's got the right approach, to be fair. That makes sense.
He does have the right
I don't
approach.
Know why you would want to, like, I don't know why you'd want more representation on there.
Do you know what I hate is, like, see there, and the only comedy club I've actually noticed this with is Top Secret, because the rest you can kind of, like, usually there's an area that the comics could fuck off to or something, but Top Secret, there's really, really like that little Harry Potter fucking basement thing with the curtain. So I find myself just going to the smoking area after each act.
Yeah.
And oh my God, our audience is so fucking catty. It's unbelievable.
Oh, when they're talking about people who are on?
Oh my God. Like, I just be standing up there fuming.
Aye.
Because they're just like, you know, they get up there and the first thing they're at is like, yeah, I didn't really think it was that funny, to be honest. Something really original, is it?
Yeah,
You just want to fucking grab my foot and say, shut the fuck up, you stupid prick.
Man, as long as you make most of the room laugh and you feel like it went well, I suppose that's all you can do. Mm. There's always going to be someone who won't find you funny.
Yeah.
Subjective, like.
Were they talking, but they weren't talking about you?
No, this is like, anytime, because I never go up after I've just been on. Then you feel like a dick.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, here I am. Yeah. So I go on after like acts before me and just to see kind of like what. But anytime I've done it, for the most part, usually they've killed. Like, no, there has been some instances it hasn't went well. And then I go up after and they're really getting slammed.
You've never done badly in Top Secret, have you?
No, I don't really. No. But it's like, and you know this too, like Top Secret is like, you know, if you're going up there with any sort of prepared material, you're probably going to do well.
Yeah.
Because they're so geared up to laugh.
I think you need a bit of energy in there or something. I don't know. Sometimes I think I fuck it up. I get it too in my head about it.
This thing, it's just a set of walls, man. That's all.
With a load of people that you need to make laugh.
Are you describing the troubles? Or?
Yeah, they got two in their own head too, you know? No, it's like, it's just like any comedy club at all. I've been there like where I've got really nervous. Even recently, New York Comedy Club, I was fucking shitting my pants to play there.
New environment, you see.
It is, and it's new audience and it's new culture or whatever. But at the end of the day, if it's worked in like 60 odd places beforehand, chances are it's going to work here.
People are people, aren't they?
Yeah. Oh, wow.
The microphone works and the people are watching.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. That's fair. That's a comedy. That's
Have
a
you ever
one.
Got two in your own head about a room and totally fucked it up?
Yeah. Every time I go to Brighton.
Oh, nice.
Really? Yeah. Why Brighton?
Because they're very like woke and gay.
Yes.
And I get really scared that they're going to hate me.
But they never do, right?
Sometimes. Brighton is very gay. Like, that is a fact, because I went one time and it is a really gay place.
I thought you were about to be like, I went one time and go, fuck.
Is that how they got the reputation for being gay? Because you went one time?
Yeah, I went one time and I was like, oh, well, it's gay now. No, but it is a really gay place, but it's nice.
But Brighton, the one, but it's nice.
No, it's a lovely... Very similar to Fitton, actually, in
okay,
some ways.
GCSE French oral exam.
No, but it is nice. It's a lovely place, but I don't like the beach because it's sort of stony.
This is literally what sounds like a French oral, though.
No.
Brighton is nice. No. I do not like the beach because it is stony.
Man, there's not much else to say. It's literally known for its beach, and it's stony. I don't like it. I come from a place with luscious... golden beaches.
Oh, no, it's not GCSE, all right. Luscious? Who's busting that out in their French oral?
Beaches are in Tyrone?
Man, well, I mean Northern Ireland in general. Like the caravan, like the North Coast.
Port Stewart Strand's the one.
Fintna has a lake in the forest, which
don't
is
you fucking come for while Port I have Stewart Strand, it,
while
Mike,
I have
don't
it,
you fucking do anything.
I hate to say it, right?
Hold
I hate
your
to say
horses,
what are you going to say?
As a half a Jaffa, right, the age-old argument is Bundoran versus the Port. And I hate to tell you, if you actually think Bundoran is a better location, you're brainwashed.
Port Stewart's the spot.
Port Stewart is the spot. Like, the North Coast in general has way more to offer than Bundoran has.
I have some friends that are, like, so up the raw that they're like, no, Port's a fucking kip. Bundoran's the place to be. And you're like...
Here's a question.
Go ahead.
Port Stewart or Port Rush?
Port Stewart.
Yeah, but lots of people say Port Rush
is run down, man. It's run down. Like, there's loads of empty buildings.
It's pretty bad. Like Barry's looks haunted now.
No, man, it's up and running again.
Oh, is it?
It's up and running again. Yeah, it was taken over by the Curry family, I think.
Oh, thank the Lord.
Why do I
that.
Know that? I don't know why
you,
I know that.
You have
fact.
A lot of insider, like, gossip.
Yeah, I don't know.
On the port.
Is the Curry family what you call...
They also own KHF.
Are they white?
I think they are. I don't know their heritage, but I think they are. Pretty sure.
Oh, yeah, Curry's a very white name, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, that's
well,
the last
Steph
name.
Curry.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Shooting three-pointers. Congrats to Steph as
He's
well,
not
by
white.
The way.
He's huh? not white.
No, I know that. That's what I mean.
Okay.
That's what I mean. But he won his fourth ring. Congrats. Not that I really care that much about basketball, but I know it was a pretty big deal.
He's good.
Because the... That's about the height of knowledge I have on basketball.
He's good.
But I know the commentators went, they were all asked at the start of the season how many rings will Steph Curry win, or they were asked this ages ago, and they all said zero.
Yeah.
So I like the bit
videos
where,
of them.
Yeah, there's videos of him going against here. And then
Steph Curry.
Yeah,
oh, nice.
And when
like
he
got,
and when he won his fourth ring, he went against here. And
I like a good
fourth.
Petty bastard.
Oh, for sure. Proving people wrong, nothing better.
Oh, that's great.
There's nothing better. Absolutely.
You ever done anything really petty? Like in comedy or anything?
Well, like part of my motivation to succeed is to piss off my ex-girlfriend.
Nice. See, spite is a great... It probably might be the best breeder for success.
And her mum in particular was so like... She was so like, you got to do a proper degree and get a proper job and do all this. And even when I was doing music, it just felt like I was at odds with their whole family's like ethos or something. So to be a success in something that is as much of a fuck off as stand-up comedy.
Yeah.
Like would piss that. That's the only reason I want to be on TV, because then they'll respect
me. Yeah.
I don't care about TV, but it's the people who I want to piss off will care if I'm on Live at the Apollo.
Yeah.
What does proper even mean? Like,
yeah. There's
proper no degree, proper job.
There's
proper,
just
so you're miserable
proper
or
12.
What?
Yeah. It doesn't make any sense. I seen someone got like an abuse comment online, this like video creator guy that I know from back home, and some guy wrote and said, would you just go and get a proper job? And I was like, this, like, the internet is a job now.
Yeah.
Like, that's in my sense, like, that's pretty smart. It's just the times moving on. Like,
more useful than working for PwC.
Shout out to the PwC.
PwC is honestly nearly like, you know how like your life is so uniform where it's like primary school, secondary school, uni?
PwC.
It's the next one.
Yeah, it is one of the next steps. Yeah.
Them.
Have a kid then.
Them or Deloitte or Bombardier.
Yeah. Or like Centra, to be fair. Like there's different tiers to that. Like,
see if you go school... secondary school, Queen's Uni, and then you start working for Deloitte. What's your favorite color? Beige?
Yeah.
I would way rather work for Centra than Deloitte.
Oh, yeah. The Kraken Centra would be way better, I think.
Yeah. Having, like, you know, worked in shops before, those are probably my favorite jobs.
Yeah.
Hospitality industry can be draining.
Yeah.
Advertising is fucking hell. Never want to go back to that. But the shop is good crack.
Yeah.
And it was. I think there's very few opportunities to steal fried chicken at Deloitte.
Yeah.
Yeah. There is. Or to get the reduced section.
Deloitte's the more we say it, the more I laugh at it. I don't know. It's just a funny name. Deloitte.
I don't even know what they do, but I know that they're a big company. Are they finance? Is it finance?
Vittorio, you quit your day job this week as well.
No more teaching.
Congratulations.
African drums for Vittorio.
Are you going to miss it? Are you going to do you enjoy? No. Do you enjoy? Would you still play on the side?
No.
Oh, you won't?
I might buy a drum kit one day and just like have it in the house.
Just be like, I done this.
What brought around this decision?
It was a mixture of like. It felt like I was very, very getting quite busy doing the teaching and the comedy, and I was starting to get enough like paid gigs in that hopefully I'll be able to like at some point I think you just have to take that leap.
Oh yeah,
like,
for sure.
Because you don't know, like every month's different when you're just gigging and trying to work it out.
Yeah.
The Patreon stuff's very helpful because it feels much more consistent than just like hoping a booker will book you for enough gigs that you'll be fine.
Yeah.
But also what kept happening is kids would come in and go, "Sir, are you famous? I saw you on TikTok." And I was like, I'm going to get sacked.
Yeah.
Eventually.
Yeah.
So I might as well jump. Yeah. Rather than fall.
Yeah, you took the initiative because fall and I found out is when you have no control, like jumping off a boat and falling off a boat.
That's
two,
true.
Two very separate things.
Yeah. No, you took a meditated jump. Yeah,
but that's class. That's class.
It is exciting. It's a bit stressful.
Scary and exciting. Yeah, definitely. Like... But man, success lies outside the comfort zone. Always remember that. I used to have that stuck up my wall at uni.
Have you been to Brighton recently? Because that was so gay.
Brighton is the comfort zone because when I got out of there...
Yes, I would say success does lie outside of Brighton.
Yeah.
For sure.
Man, Brighton is a good place. Don't hate on Brighton.
Nah, it is. It is.
I had a good brunch in Brighton.
Well, there you go. That's the marker.
That's what they can do, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. they make a good brunch.
I'm fucking dying here.
I know, man. You're doing well. We're doing well. You've another two to go after this, but you're doing well.
I've turned on the aircon. Yeah. A bit warm there.
It's nice, but we'll get through this. No, but well, you were back home as well for the live podcast.
Yeah, we did the Telegraph building.
That was pretty impressive. It looked very, very cool.
It was fucking insane. And it was also kind of scary because it was sort of
massive
uncharted room. Territory. Yeah. Like, I think there was a little bit of stress over how it might sound and stuff like that, but it ended up being... probably my favorite live podcast that I've been a part of. Like,
yeah,
it was so much
and you've
fun.
Done a fair few now. Yeah, get us.
And I always get really nervous about them, because,
more nervous than stand-up.
Yeah, I do, because it's like it's off the cuff, it's
not
riffing,
scripted. Yeah,
you know what I mean. When I'm doing material, I know what bits are gonna land most of the times.
It's essentially improv in a sense,
but you know, we'll talk over beforehand about maybe some topics we'll cover and stuff like that, so people can think of a few lines here and there, but for the most part, yeah, it's just totally off the cuff,
yeah,
which is terrifying.
It looked absolutely class. I seen is it Dylan Osborne's behind the scenes video of it.
Yeah,
looked.
He's a wizard.
It looked unbelievable.
Yeah, it was great crack, and it was just cool to have said to play that venue because I think they're knocking it down kind of soon as well.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, which sucks because they're knocking down all the great venues in Belfast. They knocked down Mandela. They're knocking down that.
Yeah, I feel like there's a lot of history in the Telegraph Building, isn't it? And it also looks like I've never been to an event in it. But it looks like a sick event.
It was great.
Have you been for... They used to do nights out and stuff.
I've been to a few raves.
Oh, raves?
Yeah.
It does look like a cool building for a rave, to be fair. Not that I'm really a rave guy. I don't think I've ever been to a rave.
You see some sets in there? Like, I've been before a couple of times. And a couple of boys chewing invisible ham sandwiches.
Nice.
You catch my drift?
But, get us...
Drugs.
Drugs. Thank you, Victoria. But no, Geddes and Shane are killing it. The minute I've seen the Kevin Hart thing as well.
Oh, that was great.
They finally met him.
Yeah, I was glad to see it. I was glad to see him turn around and do that for them.
Yeah.
They definitely deserved it. Like,
lovely gesture. And I thought that... I know it's quite simple because it's his brand and it's not hard to engrave on something, but I thought it was a nice touch that they got the little...
No, I thought it was very thoughtful.
Yeah, engraved.
It was nice.
But that's
not quite so thoughtful that it says the same thing on both of them.
Yeah.
I love you, you big bald bastard, on both of them.
Yeah. Yeah, fair. Fair. Good point. Good point. Oh, the thought that counts. Thought that counts.
Can we talk about that rom-com we watched the other day?
With, yeah, man. Let's get out of this comedy stuff because I'm bored.
What do you call... who was the main again in it? And he had to go back in time. We'll give you the plotline of this tutorial and you give your thoughts.
Your guy from Pitch Perfect.
Adam Devine. What's your thoughts on Adam Devine?
I don't know. I might recognize him.
Guy from like Workaholics, you'll definitely recognize him.
I think he's definitely done a bit of comedy, no?
Yeah, so he does stand-up. Yeah.
Because it kind of like, he strikes me as a guy that looks like he's trying to make people
laugh. Like my friend Brian's hero. I love
Brian
someone.
Who?
Elliot. Oh, this guy, I would recognize him from Modern Family.
Yes.
Modern Family, right. Yeah. Nice.
So
funny looking fella.
I think.
He's got a distinct look, all right. Yeah.
I think he's just very bro-y looking.
Yeah.
That's what
he looks squishy.
Yeah, he's.
Yeah. Maybe he got fluid build up or something. I don't know.
Be cherubby, you know. But like,
he is a cherub.
Yeah, he is a cherub.
Like, do you know, like, if you grabbed his face, I would think it would feel like a rubber duck.
Plenty of people have said that to me before.
Yeah. While grabbing your face.
Like, even, like, if I am totally clean shaven, I am a cherub.
Oh, yeah.
It's mental.
Yeah, yeah. Big baby, like.
But yeah, so he, in the film, he's at a Halloween party.
What was it called? Look up Adam Devine rom-com.
Mama's Boy?
No.
Ratko, the dictator's son.
No.
Oh, he's been a lot of hitters.
Extinct?
No.
Magic Camp?
No.
Is it called Isn't It Romantic?
No.
Is it called When We First Met?
Oh, When We First Met.
He's also co-writer and executive producer on that.
Oh, right. Yeah, I had a lot of input then.
A lot of fingers, a lot of pie.
What kind of film is this?
It was a very good film. We've got into rom-coms recently. Is that maybe it's because I went to Brighton?
No, I really...
I don't know. It's only started since I came back.
I really do like a rom-com because it's the ultimate, like, you know, it's, if we're going tiers again, it's a tier, you know, above reality TV.
Yeah,
where
yeah.
It's like you can just switch off your brain.
Yeah.
You could be texting while you're watching it and probably not miss anything major.
And it doesn't have to be good.
No.
Because you can still enjoy a really bad rom-com, but you can't enjoy a really bad film.
It's not supposed to be good.
No.
Rom-coms aren't...
It's not going to win any awards.
No. They're not like... You're never going to look one up on Rotten Tomatoes and be like, oh, this is 98, we should watch this.
Yeah.
It doesn't exist.
Yeah.
You know, they're going to be like a marker of a good rom-com is if it gets over 50 on Rotten Tomatoes.
Like Love Actually is pretty... That's a rom-com, right?
I've never seen it.
Apparently it's a big hitter. I'd say it's high on Rotten Tomatoes. But they're very few and far between.
But the film is, right, you know, he meets this girl at a Halloween party and he's convinced that she's the one and he goes back to her gaff and he tries to lay one on her and she hugs him instead. She gives him one of them ones, you know, curves him.
Yeah.
You know?
Friends him.
You ever been there, by the way? You ever got curved from a wee smooch?
Curved?
Yeah. Like, you know, you go on for a kiss and then she's like, oh, what are you doing?
Yes, that's happened to me.
Yeah?
Oh,
nice.
Yeah.
Isn't it just like, it feels like death inside you?
Yeah, that's the worst thing that can happen to a person.
Yeah. I'm trying to think if it's happened. I don't think it has, but I probably haven't tried to kiss a girl.
Player?
No, I haven't. The just numbers aren't there for that.
Kill death ratio in this game.
But the thing is, Aaron, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
That's correct.
And I haven't shot yet, so... So I'm not, there's nothing to go off.
So Devine gets curved, right? And then he, this is an important piece of information. At some point in the night, they go into a photo booth.
Yes.
And they take pictures of themselves.
Do you want me to, because the plot is on here on Wikipedia. Not the official one, or do you want to go through it?
No, I'm gonna freestyle.
Okay,
freestyle. This will be incorrect.
Yeah.
But basically, then he wakes up and he's like, oh, fuck, you know, she was the one. Like, you know, I wish, you know, things had worked out better. And then it turns out he goes into the photo booth by himself and gets drunk. And the photo booth takes him back in time to the night of the Halloween party again.
Right.
But.
Is this like a BTEC about time?
So.
Yeah. I've never seen
that film. Not really.
But.
No, About Time is a good rom-com.
Is it good?
About Time might be the best rom-com.
I think it is. The Notebook is also good.
The Notebook is good. The Notebook's good. And Time Traveler's Wife.
Haven't seen it.
It's quite good.
Why are they always time traveling?
Yeah, why is that? Adam Devine must produce all of these.
Doctor Who?
Palm Springs is another one too, but they were more like Groundhog Day, where it was like they were reliving the same day over and over again.
Arguably, Groundhog Day is a rom-com.
Yeah.
Groundhog
Day is really good.
I like Never Been Kissed, but that's kind of a bit of a...
Just hits home.
Yeah, it's kind of like a guilty pleasure, man, can't lie.
The funniest one, arguably, in terms of plot is Serendipity.
I just heard what you said. Never Been Kissed, and it says hits home. Good. Talk me away.
Serendipity is hilarious because it's, these two meet and they're currently both in a relationship. And then the girl is like, oh, well, I'm going to write my number on this $20 bill. And if you find it in the future, call me.
Who the fuck is this guy? Dynamo?
And then he's like,
that sounds good though.
He's like, oh, I'll put my thing in this book, and then if you find this book in a shop in the future, you know, you could.
How are they finding the book?
Like, it's, man, true love. That's how. Because the universe brings people together who really love each other.
Fair.
That's what happens.
Even through time travel?
Yes. And on the flip side of this, I watched a documentary about a sex cult, and one of the girls got asked, why did you join a sex cult? And she said...
That's probably what I'd ask someone first.
She said, because I was down bad. This is my words, not hers.
Yeah.
Because I was down bad, and I asked the universe for a sign. I said, universe, please give me a sign. And then 24 hours later, this boy asked to join a sex cult. And she went, well, it's clearly the universe. Women need to stop manifesting. Yeah. It's really dangerous.
Yeah.
You're not a witch. You're mentally unwell.
Yeah.
The way you said dangerous there, you sounded like Van Morrison.
So wait, no, she's in a sex cult just because...
The universe sent this man who's a pervert.
And is she happy now?
No! She's in a documentary about it 30 years later.
Fair. See, I know. Manifesting is one of them ones where I'm like...
I could
just work hard. Just work. Like, I get the sentiment behind it where it's like, you know, put things out there and, you know, good things will come to you. But I'm like, just work hard, have goals, you know, and then hopefully it'll happen.
No, I speak out of turn. I do agree with manifesting. I don't believe in asking the universe to give you things.
Yes, yes. Isn't that...
I don't know that that's how it works. And I feel like if the universe had the power to
isn't it the same thing?
No, because manifest is more like you kind of think...
Oh, you're just like positively reinforcing it?
Yeah, you're like, oh, I think if I work hard, I can achieve this. This can happen. And that, to me, is just... That sounds healthy.
Yeah.
What doesn't sound healthy is being
just
like...
asking for something.
No, I'm going to receive this because the universe is going to work its magic and just give it to me.
Yeah, with no work in between times.
That's not how it works.
I watched this bizarre video of Tony Robbins. Is that the...
Yes.
Yeah.
The guy?
I Am Not Your Guru. Great show on Netflix.
But it was just a clip that came up on Reels, and he was talking about... He was walking down the street and a homeless guy said, oh, can I have some money? I need a quarter. Can I have a quarter? I'm just trying to get people to give him a quarter. So Tony Robbins was like, so what I did is I took out my money clip with hundreds of dollars in it, made sure he saw it, and then handed him a quarter out of the pocket below. Because when you're asking for things, you need to be specific about what you want.
Oh, what a wanker.
And I was like, who the fuck are you?
Yeah. Oh, what a wanker.
Yeah, that doesn't sit well with me.
He's like, because people say, I want more money. And it's like, well, if I give you a dollar, you've got more money. How much more money do you want? And I'm like, oh, go away.
Yeah, Tony, give it a rest.
Go away.
Who's your favorite guru? Who's your favorite?
I know who mine is.
Self-help
Krishnan
man.
Guru Murthy.
What's his stick?
Newscaster.
Oh, nice.
What's his?
His middle name's Guru. He's not actually a guru.
Sounds like he could be though. With a middle name like that.
Whoa.
He probably.
What are you trying to say?
No. But he probably should be if his middle name's Guru. He's missing a trick there.
I like Gary Vaynerchuk.
I love Gary Vee.
I'm not saying...
Have you seen the guy imitates him on TikTok? Hilarious.
I'm not saying that Gary Vee does coke, but why is every time I do coke, I turn into Gary Vee?
I think coke does Gary Vee.
Yeah. No, I love Gary Vee. I love 2022 Gary Vee. Not a big fan of 2016 Gary Vee. I prefer the now Gary Vee.
What's
now? Because Gary Vee about 6-7 years ago was like hustle, hustle, hustle.
Grind, die.
Work, sleep, die when you sleep.
Yeah, die.
Technically you do. Every time you sleep, you die.
You do, because you got sleep apnea.
Man, I actually thought he was dead the other night. Obviously.
I was battling demons.
Wait, sorry, can you say that word again?
Obviously.
I don't know if that.
Am I saying that wrong? Obviously. I don't know.
Obviously.
Anyway, you know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, obviously.
Right. So anyway, I was sleeping on the sofa. McCann, obviously, his new quarters is. His new quarters is the kitchen. So
can we call that now my quarters?
He's your chambers.
So he's behind me, and he was snoring like I was like, is he getting something caught up in there? And I was like, he's okay. Dead silent. I was like, he's dead. He was just like, it went from to complete silence. And I looked over. And I seen he was breathing. I looked for the breathing. And I was like, oh, he's alive. But
yeah, it's probably slaying demons, bro. You know what I mean?
Man, I thought you were fully dead. I was like, and every morning now, I can't come in and get my breakfast without just seeing you in the same position. You lie in the same position, like front sprawl. You're a front sprawler.
I'm a front sprawler.
Yeah, you are. Which isn't a good way to sleep, by the way.
Isn't it mad how the cheese thing before bed actually works? Like, it gives you vivid dreams. And nicotine does too.
Nightmares is supposed to cheese.
Yeah, nightmares. Because we done a test one day. We were like, should we chance and eat Toasties before bed?
Yeah, we loaded each other.
We loaded them with cheese and we both had vivid.
I don't feel like you guys are making the most of London.
Yeah, just sitting there making Toasties all night. Just being like, one
shall
more,
we,
brother?
Shall we chance it?
Yeah. Man, it was actually, we're just trying to escape reality. It was great fun.
What if that was a thing enough where like you were addicted to having like vivid dreams, so you ended up just getting addicted to cheese Toasties? Like that was a ritual before
but
bed.
I wish I could lucid dream. I think it'd be quite cool.
I have by mistake before.
Like I tapped into your lucid dream.
Yeah, I don't know how. I was like, and then next thing I was like, I walked the way that I wanted to walk, and I was like, fuck, I'm lucid dreaming. And then by the time I realized I was doing it, I got too excited and woke up.
Every time I do it, I get sleep paralysis.
Yeah, that's annoying too.
Yeah, I've never had sleep paralysis, and you all talk about demons.
Yeah, it's terrifying. It's kind
of
hot.
It's because you're a man of faith. The demons don't visit you in the nighttime.
I'm surrounded by a shield. To be fair, I have been having heart palpitations recently, which isn't fun before bed.
Do you know what would be so mad if you had a heart attack before he did?
Man, it can happen. It can happen.
That would be the funniest.
What will
thing
be
ever.
Will be. We actually did go to the hospital one time because I thought I was having a heart attack. Turns out it wasn't. Tight chest or something.
Asthma.
But it felt like someone was grabbing my heart, and I was like, I'm dying. I'm fully dying. Woke McCann up at 2:30 in the morning. I was like, right, let's go. But still don't know what it was. Subconscious anxiety or something.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, the doctor did say he was just like...
He was like, the doctor said to me, man, go and live your life. I was like, I am.
It was Tony Robbins.
I just
Robbins.
Thought I was dying.
Yeah. It was Tony Robbins. Yeah.
The doctor was Tony Robbins.
Dr. Robbins. But I'm living life, and yeah, it's a weird one. But
you just got to live life, man. You just got to raw dog it.
Since he told me that, I've been doing the exact same thing.
There's no need to have anxiety, man. Everyone's just... Man, raw dogging it. No one knows what they're really at.
I know that, but
anyone that lets on that today is a spoofer.
But I'm not anxious. So explain that. It doesn't always have to be like in your face anxiety. Can be stuff subconsciously that's kind of going on. I don't know, man. I don't know what I'm talking about. The doctor just told me to go have more fun. I was like, fair enough. Doesn't sound like a diagnosable thing, to be honest. Just be like, oh, just go have more fun, mate.
Yeah, you and your friend should do more than have cheese Toasties before bed.
Yeah. He was like,
go rock climbing.
What are you doing in the evenings? I was like, watch Love Island and eat cheese Toasties. Why? He's like, yeah, there you go. Maybe that was where the more fun came from. Fair enough. Makes sense.
All right, well, mate, I have fucking 2 Patreon podcasts to blare
man,
through
it was
here
great to be
well.
Back. And also, fair play to you for sticking much. Through that, because I know you're sick.
I have another 2 hours to do.
That was the
ill.
Worst handshake I've ever seen in my whole life.
Yeah, good job. That won't be put in the read. Definitely not. Also, quick announcement before we finish. There will be merch coming out.
There is merch
soon.
Coming out.
Long sleeve tees for the summer. Summer colors. We'll
They're
be
hot.
Releasing them.
They're sexy.
They were out before, but we had to stop because we literally moved country. So they will be released again, and I'll be home to actually.
Right in time for the summer.
Out.
It's a nice summer fit.
Yeah. 100%.
You know?
And it'll be nice. And it could be the last bit of Dirt Civil merch.
It could very
could
well
be.
Be.
Hopefully not. You know, there might be another one, but it could be. So, yeah, that'll be released very soon.
All right, guys. Thank you for listening. Vittorio, thank you for coming on and producing.
Cheers, V.
No worries.
Tim, thanks for being a fucking great friend and co-host.
I hope you get through the next 2.
I really hope so, too. I can feel myself shutting down right now.
Yeah.
But we're going to be okay. All right, guys. Thanks a million for listening. Leave a review on iTunes. All good stuff. We appreciate all the reviews coming on. It really helps out.
Thank you.
All the best.
God bless.